Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey mates, it's Earth Ranger Emma. Crikey, am I glad you're here. Come in, sit down under. I just threw some shrimp on the barbie, and that's right, today I'm in Australia. Now, let me grab some of those shrimp. I can't do the accent. And there's no time for barbecue, because I am strictly here on business. Mystery solving business. Today, we're going to investigate a very Australian animal. It has a long beak and it lays eggs, but it's not a bird. According to my sources, it's actually a mammal, but how can that be? Now, the name of the mysterious animal is, can you guess? I'll give you a hint. If you love Sonic the Hedgehog or his friend Knuckles, you might have heard of this species before. Give up? Today, we're talking about echidnas. All right, why don't you follow me out into the outback? The sun here is so high in the sky, and boy, is it hot. I hope you brought your sunscreen. All right, come on, let's crouch down behind this anthill and stay very, very still, watching ants. I know, thrilling, but just any minute now, there it is. That's an echidna. What a thoroughly unusual creature. Look at its round, dome-shaped body, and check out those 2-inch spines all over its sides and back. Kind of looks like a porcupine to me. I would not want to get too close to this. Those spikes would hurt, and so would those long, strong claws on all 4 of its paws. Oh, shh, gotta be quiet. The echidna is turning its head to look at us with its beady little eyes. It has a tiny, narrow head. Think of an anteater, but instead of a long snout, this guy has a long beak. And it's not a bird's beak either. It kind of looks more like a tube, if I had to call it anything. It's curved at the end, and it has 2 nostrils. Echidnas eat and breathe through their beak, but they're missing something that most mammals have in their mouth. Teeth. Instead of teeth, echidnas have spikes at the base of their tongue. The echidna uses these spikes to grind up their food. Personally, chewing sounds way easier to me, but, you know, I guess grinding works too. Oh, and just like anteaters, echidnas have long, sticky tongues, perfect for slurping up their favorite foods, ants and termites. Oh, there it goes now! So there you have it. An echidna is part porcupine, part anteater, and part bird. But how do we know it's a mammal? Let me get my clipboard, you know, for field notes. Here it is, my handy-dandy mammal checklist. Okay, let's observe the echidna together and see. Oh my goodness, look over there. Over there, by that termite hill, there's a female echidna, and she's got a little baby with her. Do you want to know the word for a baby echidna? It's called a puggle. How cute is that? And also, how perfect. The very first item on my checklist is that mammals feed their babies milk. Now, most mammals use nipples to feed milk to their babies. Think of, you know, udders on a cow. But echidnas, they're a little bit different. Mostly because they don't have nipples at all. So how then do they feed their puggles milk? can they? How would they even do it? Let me get out my binoculars so I can zoom right in on this mommy echidna and her puggle. Let's see what's going on. Whoa. Wow. This echidna is excreting milk from patches on her stomach, and her puggle is just lapping it up. It's totally fascinating. I don't think I've ever seen anything like it. So I think if I was a zookeeper and I needed to feed a baby echidna, I wouldn't use a bottle. I'd probably just squirt the milk into the palm of my hand and watch the baby echidna suck it up with its long snout. Be pretty cute. So, there we go. Echidnas feed their babies milk. Check. Okay, Emma, can't get distracted here. We're not done with my mammal checklist. The next item is that mammals have fur or hair. That's right, all mammals, even whales, even dolphins, even human beings. I mean, you've probably noticed that you have hair on your head, right? But you also have fine, fine, tiny hairs that cover just about your entire body. And as for echidnas, they definitely have fur. It just sort of sits underneath their spines. So in my books, that's a big old check mark on the mammal checklist. Next up, pretty simple one, mammals all have four limbs. And it doesn't take binoculars to tell me that, yep, I see four legs on this echidna, four paws, and four sets of long, sharp claws. Check mark. Boy, is it boiling out here. Let me just zip through the next few items on my checklist real quick while I grab my water bottle from my backpack. Okay, do echidnas have spines? Check. Do echidnas have a single-boned lower jaw? I don't have x-ray vision, but I think that's a check. Do echidnas have a four-chambered heart? Check. Whew. Now, if you'll excuse me, I think I'm going to take a big long chug from my water bottle. Oh, that was refreshing. Whew. Have you ever wondered why human beings need to drink water on hot days? It has something to do with the next box on our mammal checklist. And that would be the fact that mammals are warm-blooded, aka they're endotherms. But what does that mean? Well, you see, a warm-blooded animal has a consistent body temperature, just like you or me. No matter how hot or cold it might be around us, our bodies work really hard to try and stay in the same temperature range. So, out here in the Australian outback, for example, my body sweats to keep me cool. Tonight, when I get colder, my body will stay warm using the insulation that I've got, which would be the fat under my skin. And my body might just shiver so that my muscles move and keep me warm. Pretty weird, huh? Just like you and me and all mammals, echidnas are warm-blooded. Check. All right, I'm gonna skip ahead a few boxes on my checklist to this next one because we've got an interesting case on our hands. Most mammals give birth to babies instead of laying eggs. But some mammals do lay eggs. Okay, let me zoom in on that adorable little puggle again. It's so little and round. Most mammals give birth to tiny versions of themselves, just like this buddy. That makes mammals different from, say, birds or reptiles which lay eggs. But there are two exceptions to this rule. Two egg-laying mammals, and they both happen to live right here in Australia. The platypus is one, and the echidna is the other one. We call these animals monotremes. I think monotremes would be a pretty great name for a rock band. Ugh, all right. Let me just stand up from behind this anthill and stretch for a second. Okay. Next order of business is to find an echidna's lair. It might be a while, so I'm glad I brought my hiking boots. While we're walking, do you have any idea why some animals might lay eggs? Well, first off, laying eggs is a big help for moms. Take mama birds, for instance. They can't fly with eggs inside them. Eggs are heavy. So instead of carrying the eggs around them for weeks and weeks, they just lay the eggs and then sit on top of them to keep them warm. Laying eggs can save energy, too. When a person is pregnant with a baby, it's important for them to have a lot of rest. Otherwise, the baby won't grow. Some parents even have to go on bed rest, where they just lie in bed till the baby's born. And personally, I'd go nuts. Wouldn't it be easier to just lay an egg and get back to running and jumping and out back exploring? Look at that. It's a kookaburra just sitting in its nest. A kookaburra's egg is a bit smaller than a chicken's, but It's the same shape. And they also have the same hard white shell. And that's the other good thing about eggs. Those thick shells help to keep them safe from the elements. Parents can't always sit on their nests, and birds have to fly out and find food. An eggshell is a tiny protective wall around the growing baby. Let me just take a quick peek into this kookaburra's nest. Ooh, wow, three little eggs in there. That's one more perk of laying eggs. You can have a lot of babies at once. When humans have babies, it's a bit unusual to have more than one. I mean, twin babies are rare, triplets, even more rare. But three babies at once is pretty much standard for kookaburras. But kookaburras aren't anywhere close to the championship numbers that other egg-laying animals are putting up. The ocean sunfish, for example, release over 300 million eggs every spawning season. The African driver ant can lay between 2 and 4 million eggs every month. And sea turtles? 100 eggs in a clutch, easy. That's a lot of babies, you guys. But since we're looking for an echidna, we won't be looking for a nest full of eggshells like this. Mm-mm. An echidna only lays one egg at once. Now where can I find... Oh, look over there. See that random pile of sticks and branches? Let me just get my binoculars and zoom right in. Yep, that's an echidna den. Come on, we'll go check it out. Phew. That was a real sprint. Let me just drink some water. Oh. Come on. It's time to peer into the echidna's burrow. Wow. Look at that. There's a mama echidna sleeping in there. I can see a little pouch on her belly, and there's a bit of a bump. I told you that an echidna only lays one egg at a time, right? The shells are soft and leathery, more like reptile eggs than bird eggs. And after she lays the eggs, the echidna puts it in that little pouch I pointed to, and she lets it incubate. And that means they stay warm and grow bigger and stronger for about 10 days. Then the egg hatches, and the baby stays in its mother's pouch for another 3 months, just lapping milk off of her tummy. All right, mommy echidna, I'll leave you to it. Wow, we learned a ton today. All about monotremes, eggs, and what makes a mammal. But the echidna still remains a bit of an enigma. I mean, monotremes are so unique. It's amazing that they still exist today. You know, when English settlers first arrived in Australia, they were kind of weirded out by the animals here. One scientist looked at the platypus with its duck bill and otter body and its beaver tail and said, "This has got to be a hoax." Actually, let me look at some of my notes and read what some of these scientists had to say about Australian animals. "These animals are savage, cowardly, and treacherous." Another one. "Badly formed and ungainly, and therefore very primitive." And this one is wild. "An unproportioned experiment of nature, quite unfitted to take place in competition with the more highly developed forms of animal life in the world today." Not the nicest. But the English settlers didn't just look at Australian animals as weird. They thought these animals were more primitive and less smart than European animals. They also replaced Australian animals with European animals whenever they could. They hunted some, like the Tasmanian tiger, so much that these animals totally went extinct. And that's what I mean when I say we're lucky we still have echidnas. Because I don't think Australian animals are savage or cowardly or treacherous at all. I think they're so special and unique. Just like you, Earth Rangers. Thanks again for coming to help me solve this mystery down under. Until next time, keep on ranging.
Earth Rangers! Earth Rangers!
Earth Rangers!
Hey, it's Jess. Did you know that GZM Shows has a YouTube channel? Right now, all of 6 Minutes, Becoming Mother Nature, GZM Beats, and Cupid and the Reaper are up. And they're in these, like, beautiful playlists. They have this fun audio waveform visual. And best of all, you can turn on captions. And the captions have character names. Anyway, subscribe to GZM Shows on YouTube. Maybe there'll be some cool things in the future, like live streams, interviews, behind the scenes. We'll see. GZM Shows on YouTube.
Are you a fan of cryptids like Bigfoot? Do you like ancient monsters like the Kraken? Are you ready to face the scariest creature of all?
The unicorn? Welcome to The Weirdness, an exciting journey into the weird and unexpected. Join Arlo and Sierra as they host a podcast called The Weirdness, dedicated to exploring the unexplained and weird phenomena, like the Loch Ness Monster, the Yeti, the Chupacabra, and more. Unfortunately, they've never actually witnessed any of this weirdness until they track down Bigfoot himself. Turns out, the weirdness is real. And it's everywhere. Now, Arlo, Sierra, and Bigfoot, whose nickname is Beef, set off on a mind-blowing road trip adventure across the globe to find out why the creatures of legends are disappearing and solve the mystery of the creep. Listen to every episode of The Weirdness now on Apple Podcasts or on gzmshows.com. Binge every episode and find every ridiculous creature of legend before they disappear.